Priyanka Chopra returned to the US after a short break in India, and the Quantico star is already back to making waves in Hollywood. PC will be seen as a celebrity judge on The Gong Show alongside Joel McHale and Wendy McClendon Covey. The show is an amateur talent contest famous for its absurdist humor and style. Salman Khan becomes the latest Bollywood star to sign an exclusive content deal with an online streaming service. This new deal for worldwide exclusive content is one of the biggest star deals yet and allows the site to premiere all of Salman's future films. Recently, SRK had also signed a similar deal with another leading streaming service. Vidya Jamwal will start shooting for his new film Jungli, a thriller which will be directed by American filmmaker Chuck Russell. Vidya shared that he feels fortunate to be a part of a film with a message for global audiences. Russell will helm the action-adventure film about a man and an elephant that will also tackle issues like elephant poaching and ivory smuggling. Hansal Mehta said that it angered him to see his valued friend, actor and collaborator Kangana Ranaut's name being dragged into every gossip and controversy. Mehta reacted to a recent tabloid report that claimed the actress was unhappy with the first trailer of their film Simran and decided to take over the editing herself. Acting legend Dilip Kumar was admitted in the ICU at Leelavati Hospital in Mumbai owing to kidney complications and dehydration. The actor, who has had various visits to the hospital in the last few years, was last admitted in December, complaining of fever and swelling in his right leg. Halle Berry has played tough roles in the past, but never quite like her latest in Kidnap. The film sees a kidnapper get more than he bargained for when he snatches the young son of an apparently subdued mother played by Halle Berry. In addition to Kidnap, Berry has Kingsman: The Golden Circle and an award season contender Kings coming out this year.
So visceral. Being a mom of two, it hit me right in my heart. And I thought, oh my God, my worst nightmare come true. And as I read the script and I saw that this everyday woman turned into a hero and found the hero within, I thought, oh God, this is the kind of story that I want to put on the screen to empower mothers and women, and it needed to be told.
Jessica Biel returns to the small screen as the star and executive producer of crime thriller The Sinner. 10 years since her last regular TV role, the series is based on Petra Hammersfahr's dark novel of the same name. The Sinner stars Biel as a young mother who commits a violent murder in a sudden fit of rage without knowing why.
Very excited to be able to dive into this very psychologically complicated piece and this woman who is, you know, not like me in all that many ways, but of course, as human beings, we all share similar qualities.
George Clooney's foundation is planning to open several public schools for Syrian refugee children. The Clooney Foundation for Justice announced a new partnership with Google, HP and UNICEF to provide education for more than 3,000 refugee children in Lebanon. The couple said that these children have been victims of geography and circumstance, and education can make a huge difference.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.